Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
I can see what I'm doing. Right, okay. So, we'll start with the warm-up.
Oh, that's a good one.
That is a good one to start with, isn't it? And you can do it sitting down or standing up. There are obviously elements you won't be able to do if you're sitting down, but most of it you can be doing sitting down. But if you are standing, standing what's known as wuji, so having your feet about hip or shoulder width apart, just letting your knees be nice and loose, and then having your spine, or not loose, unlocked, having your spine nice and long. And we're just going to rub the hands together for a few minutes, just to warm our palms up. Start to get some energy flowing into us as well. I'm just going to start tapping our head, tapping with the fingers, just randomly tap, there's no set pattern. So there are some meridians that run through the head, the gallbladder is one of them. There's also a lot of acupuncture points as well, so you'll be hitting something, activating something. Okay, then just dropping the arms. Then just start to notice how you're feeling. What we're going to be doing next is doing a gentle rotation of the head. So you can think about your nose if you want to, following the clock, the outline of the clock. Just a circle, so just a gentle circle to start off with. If you want to, you can expand that circle, but always staying within your range of motion. So whatever feels comfortable for you. I'm just going to shut this door as well. And just coming back to center and gently going the other way. Starting small and expanding if that feels good for you. And this and the next two exercises, this helps sort of loosen the neck muscles. Just to open up our neck a little bit and the vertebrae at the top of the neck. So now we're going to back to center. And we're just going to be turning our head to the left, at the center, and then to the right. And just doing that for a few rounds. Again, it's only a gentle turn. You're not forcing your head all the way around. You're not being an owl. Going as far as you can reach, gently. Then back to center again, and taking our left ear towards our left shoulder, back up to the middle, and then right ear to right shoulder. And again, just doing a few rounds of this. And you may notice that one side moves easier than the other. And then back up to center. I'm just going to do a little bit of tapping. So way to make a nice fist is just putting all your fingers together. Doesn't matter which hand you're going to start with. And then just pushing your thumb on the outside edge of the forefinger, the index finger. You get about halfway and there's a little dip in your palm. And then just tapping the opposite shoulder. Actually good to hold the elbow of the tapping arm, it just sort of alleviates the pressure on the arm. And then just swapping sides. And then go down the inside of the arm and up the outside of the arm. One more down and up. And then swapping sides, swapping arms. Down the inside, always the fingertips, and up the outside, up to the shoulder. One more down and up. And then tapping across the chest. Down the middle of the torso towards your stomach, towards the lower abdomen, and also to the outside of the torso. I'm just going to go down the inside of the leg, tapping down the inside of the leg to the feet and up the outside of the leg. And just repeat this a few times. One more down and up. And then just rubbing the backs of our hands just against the kidney area. Just going to do a little bit of twisting, just a gentle twist. So hopefully by now you're starting to feel quite warm. Just letting your arms hang loosely by the side. Just gently twisting. If you want to, as you twist, you can expand the twist slightly and then lift your heel. So if you're facing to the right, you'll be lifting your left heel and vice versa. And then just slowly and gently coming back to the center. Just a little bit of arm movement now. So we're taking our arms out in front of us, overhead or as high as is possible for you, and then down the sides. So it's inhale up if you want to put a breath movement in, and exhale down. And one more. And then we're going to reverse that. So inhale out to the side and up over the head, or say if it feels comfortable for you, and exhale as you come down in front of the chest, in front of the body. Arms out to the side and above, and then down in front. And doing one more. We've got our upper body nicely warmed. Now let's go for our lower body. So we're going to start with a gentle hip circle. So just putting our hands on our hips. And basically you're going to be doing, just pretending as though, you know, the sacrum as a little pencil or a pendulum, and you're just going to move it between your feet. So it's not a big circle, it's just a very gentle circle. If you want to expand your circle, you can do, but if you just rather stay with this small circle between your feet, then that's absolutely fine, and that's all I'm going to be doing. Coming back to center and then changing direction. and then back to center. Now we're going to move to our knees. So if you bring your feet together, having your hands, your fingers together, and there's a stretch between your thumb and your forefinger, that's known as, that's two names actually, it's going to either be dragon's mouth or tiger's paws. So we're going to use this as a tiger paws. So you're going to have your thumbs on the inside of your, above your knee, on the inside of the leg, and the fingers are going to be supporting the outside of the leg. And you're very gently just going to turn the circle in one direction. And say your fingers are supporting your leg, your knees. Coming back to center, and then very gently moving in the other direction. Obviously, if you have knees for any exercise, if you think, actually, I can't do this through injury or because you have issues with certain parts of your body, then do what you can do. You know your body. And back to center. So the last two of the legs, there's a little bit of balance involved with one of them. There's this one. So it's an ankle circle. So you can, it's two ways. You can lift your foot up the floor and then just circle your ankle one way or the other. Or if that's a step too far, then, if you pardon the pun, then keep your toes on the ground and then circle your ankle around your foot, as it were. Circle your foot and that'll circle your ankle. So whichever one you choose, moving in one direction and then moving in the other direction. And then putting your foot down, changing foot and changing your feet, and then doing the same on the other one. Then circling your ankle, whichever version you want, toes on the ground or off the ground. Changing direction. And then putting your foot on the ground. We're just going to be just moving our feet from side to side. So you're going to be almost going on the sides of your feet. And one way and then the other way. It's also quite a good one for the ankle as well. Maybe in a slightly different position. Rather than doing it in a circle, it's doing it on the side lateral. So side on, side to side. And then back to center. Just the last one here, taking our arms up overhead. If you want to stretch your body, you can stretch your hands up as far as they can reach, and then coming down the side again. Arms out to the side and above the head. If you want to add a little bit more stretching, you can stand on tiptoes if that feels safe for you. And then coming back down again. I'm just going to do two more. The version you want to do, the tiptoe version, or your feet flat on the floor. And last one. And just taking your hands up as far as feels comfortable for you. And then coming down again. And just noticing how you're feeling. You're a little bit looser, a bit ready to go. So, this evening, I'm going to be doing a couple of new things. First one is introducing you to some of the moves from a set called the Shibashi, which is a relatively modern set. This one isn't done in any particular order. The set that I'm actually going to choose tonight is 9 moves, but most of these moves are from the Shibashi, and it's something I'll be teaching over the next few months. So, and it's one of the first sets, if you like, that I learned when I was learning Qigong before I became a teacher. So I'll be doing that, and then I'll also be, as I said at the last mindfulness session that we did, the meditation session while being, I'm going to do some about walking backwards as well, but I'll cover that one in a moment. We'll do the Dijoha, which is the nine moves first. So we're going to start in Wuji. If you're doing this seated, ignore the foot, the leg requirements for the moment. If you're seated, sit slightly forwards from in your chair, making sure that you're stable so your feet are, your knees are over your ankles so your, and your feet are flat on the ground so that you're nice and stable. For those standing, we're going back into Wuji. So we're going to have our feet hip width apart, unlocking the knees, just elongating the spine, bringing your shoulders forward and just letting them rock back so your shoulders are nice and loose. And then just having the crown of the head facing the heavens, the sky, the universe, whatever you want to call it. So we're connected to the heavens and we're connected to the earth. So we're sort of between heaven and the earth. So this is called the commencement. So you're going to be lifting your arms out in front of you, your palms facing down, and your arms are going to go to about, your hands are going to go to about shoulder level, so you're about in line with your shoulder, although your hands are facing forward, your palms are down, and your elbows will remain heavy. And by that I mean you're not stretching your hands out. So you've got quite loose elbows, your hands are out in front of you, palms down. And then as you come back into the body, bring your elbows back into the body first and your hands follow afterwards, going back down to the starting position by your thighs. Does that make sense? I'm hoping so. Give me a shout if it doesn't make sense. So you're going to bring your hands up in front of your body. So your hands are out, so you're stretching out. You're not fully stretching, your elbows are heavy. You're going to drop your elbows back. And then just letting your hands and forearms drop back down the side of your body. This is known as the commencement. It's also called harmonizing the chi. So coming up again. And letting your upper arms drop back, your elbows dropped back to the body, your forearms, and then your hands coming back down the side. So if you want to put a breath in, you can. It's inhale coming up. And exhale coming down. Just repeating in time your own breath. Inhale up. Exhale down. Just doing two more. And then making this the last one. And then just taking a moment, a couple of breaths, just to notice what anything that arises. And if there's nothing, that's absolutely fine. So our next move is something called turning to gaze at the moon. The old name for this was the doe-eyed cow turns to gaze at the moon. So your hands are the cow's horns. So you want to have your hands, they're either side of your thighs, but the palms are facing each other. I'm just taking them out slightly to the front of the thighs. And then you're going to be turning to the right. So taking your hands up to the right side. This is as far as feels comfortable for you. It's not a great big stretch. Your upper arm will still remain quite close to your body. Your lower arm stretches obviously because it's turning. As if you were gazing at the moon. And then you'll be coming back down. Your starting position. Using your cow, take a bunch of grass. And then repeat on the left hand side. So taking your arms up, left hand side. Twisting your waist, but your feet are remaining grounded. And you come back down to the starting position. I'm just going to repeat this a few times. Go to the right hand side. Down to the center. Left hand side. And the center. Just keep going in time with your own breath. So it's inhale as you move up. And exhale as you come back down. Because we all breathe at different rates, it's just, I'll go silent while you're practicing in time with your own breath. And don't worry if you haven't got the breath right. Just do the movement, the breath will follow. So two more each side. And now the last one each side. So when you finish doing your last one, just returning to center and just taking a few moments just to notice whatever you notice. So this next one is push and pull to the heart. And I'm going to introduce you to a new way of standing. We start in Wuji, which is the stance we've been using for the previous two exercises. Then just turn, in my case, I'm going to turn my right foot. Just turn your right foot slightly, it's roughly 45 degrees, but only slightly out. And then take your left foot one step forwards. At the moment, you will probably be on a diagonal, like your body be on the slight diagonal. So just turn to face the front, making sure you're feeling nicely balanced. And this is known as the bow or the front stance. We'll be using it twice during this set. So just notice how you're feeling, making sure you're nicely balanced, that both feet are on the ground. So for this, I'm going to do the leg movement first. As you move forwards with this particular exercise, you'll be lifting your back heel off the ground slightly. And then as you move backwards, you're lifting your front toes off the ground slightly. Just do a few rounds of that just so you see how it feels. So moving forwards, just not involving the hands, they're by your sides. Just gently moving forwards, lifting your back heel slightly. And then coming back, the weight moves into the back leg. And you're just gently lifting your toes. Moving forwards. Doing the heel. Moving backwards. Lifting the toes. So during the exercise, you will always have one foot grounded. There's sort of a tiny, tiny bit in the middle where they're coming back to center. But both feet will be grounded and you lift the other foot. Just do one more forwards and backwards. Right, let's incorporate the arms. So having your hands up to your chest, palms facing outwards, so the back of the hands are facing the chest. I'm going to leave the feet where they are at the moment. We're not going to move the feet. We're just going to do a little bit with the hands. We're just pushing forwards. Extending your arms more or less all the way. And you're putting your hands on their sides with your palms facing the body. And you're going to be pulling your hands back. You're having your hands, fingers upwards, palms facing out, pushing forwards. Extend. Pull it as far as you can. Bring your hands on the side, palms facing your body. Coming back towards center. So let's do that a couple of times. Pushing forwards, your palms facing outwards. Bring your hands on your sides. So your palms are facing inwards and coming back into the body. One more time. Push forwards. Palms out, hands on the side, palms in, pull back in. It's called push and pull to the heart. Now let's incorporate with the feet as well. So as we push forwards, our back heel is going to lift off. And we turn our hands on their sides, palms facing the body, coming back towards the body and your front toes will lift off. Keeping the toes off, you're now changing your hand position so your palms are facing forwards and you're pushing out, lifting the heel and then coming back in with your hand on the sides, lifting the toe. Just doing that a few times in your own time. If you want to add the breath, exhale as you push forward. Then the hands on the sides, inhale as you're coming back in. And if you're finding the combination of trying to coordinate your feet and your hands, then leave your feet static. And then just do the hand movement. Just doing a couple more in your own time. Last one. Just coming back into Wuji, taking a couple of moments. Now this next one is called hands as clouds. This is in horse riding position. You've done horse riding, done horse riding before. So basically it's double hip width apart. So one way to find that is just to take your toes out to the side and then your heels out, following so your feet are straight. Or alternatively, you can just take a step out. So it's horse riding position, which is also known as Mabu. You're just gonna sink down, whatever feels comfortable. If keeping your feet forward doesn't feel very comfortable, then just take them gently out to the side slightly. Some people find having their feet forward, particularly in this sort of horse riding position, can be a bit uncomfortable. So just turn your toes out slightly if that's more comfortable for you. So we're going to be doing hands as clouds. So hands are going to be the clouds. So one hand, in my case, the right hand is to my chest level. It's not touching the chest. It's slightly out from the chest. The palm is facing the chest. And then if you just take your fingers, middle finger of the other hand, and then just touch the middle finger of the upper hand and just take the lower hand down and roughly in a straight line. So it's facing, so the palm of the lower hand is facing towards the right side. It's at about sort of stomach level, lower abdomen level. So just you can put the heel of your hand on there if you want, or the wrist on there, just to give you an indication of where that is. The movement is we're going to be following, twisting around slightly, following the upper elbow. So you're turning to the right. And in doing so, your hands will change their position slightly and they'll turn slightly. So the lower hand will now be facing more of the body and the upper hand will be facing outwards. And then you're just going to swap hands. So you're going to bring the lower hand up and take the upper hand down. And you're going to come back across the body to the other side. And then take the lower hand up and the upper hand down. So when the lower hand comes up, it comes up in front of the upper hand. And take the upper hand down. Across the body again. And then just swapping positions of the hands. Across the body. If you want to, you can add the inhale as you swap hands. Maybe exhaling somewhere across the body. And then inhaling again on the other side as you swap hands. Back to the other side, swapping hands. Back through center. Across to the other side, swapping your hands. Just doing a couple more. On each side, so swapping our hands, and back through center, and swapping hands again. Last one on each side, back through the middle, across to the side, right side in my case, but it may not be in your case, and that's fine. Swapping hands, coming back through the center, left side, swapping hands, coming back to center, and then dropping your hands and coming back into Wuji. You can take a few deep breaths, just taking a few moments just to notice. two hands are going to be holding up the sky. So taking your fingers, interlacing them in front of your lower abdomen, the palms facing upwards, then bringing your hands up towards your chest. And as you start to reach chest level, start turning them over and then out and then up. So your palms are now facing upwards, taking them as far as feels comfortable for you. You might be able to get them all the way over the head. You might only be able to get them shoulder length, shoulder height, or slightly above. So whatever feels comfortable for you. Splitting the hands, splitting the fingers, and then just taking your hands down the side. So interlacing your fingers, bringing them up, turning them over, so turning the hand over, you're doing a full twist, 180 degrees, taking it above the head or wherever feels comfortable, opening your fingers apart and coming down the side. So just interlacing the fingers, coming up in front of the body, turning your hand over 180 degrees, it's going up through the face. Taking as far as feels good for you, pushing your hands apart and bringing them down the side. So interlacing the fingers and inhale, coming up, twisting the hand over, pushing as far as feels good for you, pushing the fingers apart, and exhale as you come down the side. I'm just repeating this again a few more times. Inhale, slacing the fingers, bringing them up in front of the body, twisting them over, and then just pushing them apart. So any time, and I'm giving you these breathing patterns, but at any time you're struggling with the breath, then just breathe naturally. Take a couple of extra breaths if you need to, it's not a problem. Just keep this rhythm going. Splitting your hands. Last two, interlacing your fingers. Bring them up in front of the body. Twisting the hand over. Get to about the chest, chin level, upper chest, chin level. Bring your hands as far as feel comfortable, switching them open and coming down to the side. And then just doing one last one. Interlace the fingers, bring them up, starting to twist them, bring them above the head. And then just visions that can come down the side. Just taking a couple of breaths. Excuse me. Next one is called Flying Dove. So we're going back into that horse riding, not horse riding, that bow stance or front stance position where we've got one leg turning slightly to the outer, to about 45 degrees, the other leg going forwards. And we're going to be taking our hands up to our chest, palms facing the chest, and extending the arms out to the side. And then stretching them forwards, making a big circle to your fingertips. You can do it till your fingertips touch if you want, just before they start touching. And then bringing your hands back into the center and out to the side. So with this one, you can keep your feet still, or if you want to, you can actually move your toes and your heels. So take your arms out to the side, taking them forwards, And if you want to touch your fingertips and then bring them back towards the chest. Out to the side. Lords in a big circle. So they touch and then bring them back into the side. If you're seated between doing this one or even the pushing and pulling to the heart, then you need to move your feet forward slightly so you don't topple over. So let's just go back forward. So making a big circle, bringing our hands back in towards the chest and then out to the side. Let's exhale now as you move forwards. If you want to put the breath in, your fingers touch and then coming back into the center on the inhale. And out to the side. Exhale, moving forwards. Two fingers to meet, going back in towards the center. And out to the side. So doing one more on this side. And then take your hands forwards. And then bringing them back in towards the chest. And then just drop our hands, just change our legs. So bringing the other leg back into the back. If you want, you have a little bit of a shimmy shape. Then turn the leg that was forward, just turn that 45 degrees. So in my case, it's the left leg that was forward last time. So just turn that 45 degrees and taking the right leg out. We're just going to repeat the full few minutes on the other side, a few moves on the other side. So taking the hands to the chest. And then out to the side, and then forwards, right into our circle. Bring the palms back in towards the chest, and out to the side, and then out into the circle. This is called flying dove. So you can imagine that you're a dove and you're flying. The palms of the wings, taking them out to the side, to the front, and back in to the chest, and out to the side. Exhale, going, our arms going forwards to our circle, inhale, coming back into the chest, and out to the side. Forwards. We exhale, inhale, coming back towards the chest and out to the side. Just doing two more, taking your hands forward and then coming back in and out to the side. This is the last one. Forwards, till our fingers meet. And then come back in to the chest. And then bring our hands down to the sides and our feet back down into Ruji. Okay, wise man planting seeds. We're going to start with this one. Their arms coming out to the side and up overhead. But we won't be taking them out to the side after this particular move. So bringing them down in front of our chest, turning our palms facing forward slightly. And then taking the hands behind our back. The back of our hands is now on our kidney area. Then turn the hands over, taking them back down behind our legs. And then just dropping seeds in front of our toes. And coming up, the hands are coming up in front of our body. Arms are straight overhead. And then we take our hands down again in front of our face, palms facing down, turning the palms slightly outwards as we reach chest level, taking our hands behind our back, into our kidney area, turning the hands over, taking them down behind the legs, and then just dropping seeds in front of our toes. Hands are coming up our body, overhead, palms facing down, we push down to chest level, turn the palms slightly out, put hands behind us so the backs of our hands are on our kidneys, turning our hands over, taking them down the back of our legs, just down, planting the seeds. Up in front of our body, hands outstretched, palms facing down. We tuck overhead, then we push down with the fingers facing each other. Turning our palms slightly out at chest level. Taking our hands to the back of our hands to our kidneys. Turn the hands over. Going down the back of our legs to our toes, planting our seeds. And one more time, you're going to plant. So bringing the hands up in front of us, palms facing down. Take overhead, palms still facing down. Pushing down towards our chest level, turning the palms slightly outwards, so facing out. Taking the backs of our hands to our kidneys. Turning our hands over, running our palms on the back of our legs. And just dropping seeds in front of our toes. And then coming back up. And dropping down. Just pausing for a few moments. A few breaths. Penultimate move is called Blossoming Lotus. So we're taking our arms up to the side and overhead, or as overhead as feels comfortable for you. And making a little fist with each hand, or loose fist with each hand, and just bringing the fist down either side of your head, towards your neck. Cross your wrists over in front of your neck, your upper chest, and then just open your hands as your blossoming lotus, and then taking your fingers or your hands, fingers open above the head and down the side. So taking our hands either side, up and side, overhead, making that loose fist. These are the seeds, bulbs of the lotus flower. Bring them down either side of your head, crossing your wrist, it doesn't matter which wrist you cross. It's in front of your chest, upper chest. And just open your fingers. Imagine your lotus blossoming as you take fingers up over your head and down the side. Taking your hands out to the side and overhead. Taking a loose fist, bringing the fist down either side of your head. Crossing your wrists over in your upper chest area. And then opening your fingers, imagining that lovely lotus blossom, lotus flower blossoming as you take it overhead and down the side. Just a couple more. So taking it out to the side, overhead, making your loose fists, bring them down either side of your head, crossing your wrists over, opening your fists into your lovely lotus flower, splitting your wrists apart, your hands apart, you take them overhead and down the side. And just doing one last one. Arms out to the side and overhead. Having that loose fists, bringing them down either side of your head. Crossing your wrists over. Opening your fingers as your lotus flower. Flowering over your head and down the side. And just noticing how you're feeling as you bring your arms down the side. And the last one is called gathering the chi, and we're just going to do a couple of these. Again, taking the arms out to the side and overhead, or however feels comfortable for you. Putting one palm on top of the other, doesn't matter which one's on top, and then just pressing down towards your lower dantian, your lower abdomen, one of the big energy gates in traditional Chinese medicine. Take your hands out to the side again. Overhead. One palm on top of the other. And then just pushing down, pressing that chi down. And just taking your hands by your side. And just noticing how you're feeling. Noticing whatever's arising, there may be tingling, there may not be. Just noticing where it is, what it feels like. Okay, so let's just do a quick bit of Zen walking. Now, I only want you to do this if you are in a space that is safe for you. If you would rather just sit it out and just listen to me doing my vocal, my voiceover as it were, then please feel free to do that. Okay, so Michael Mosley, Trust Me, I'm a Doctor, and he does a podcast type thing on BBC Radio 4, well not Radio 4, BBC Radio called Just One Thing. And he recently put one on about walking backwards and the benefits of walking backwards. I'm not going to talk about that now, but if anybody would like me to send either the link or the, send the link to you, let me know or let Jo know, and I'll happily send it to Jo and she can forward it on to you. But what I'm going to do is something called Zen walking, which does involve a bit of backwards walking. But it's very good for you, walking backwards. And in traditional, in ancient China, they say 100 steps backwards are worth 1,000 steps forwards. So there are, it's been known for a long time that there are benefits to walking backwards. But for Zen walking, you're going to be having your feet close together. Like I say, make sure you're safe with this. And whereas we normally walk down two tracks, we're going to be walking down one track. We're going to have our feet following each other. We're going to start by just literally making sure you feel balanced. If you don't, I would do this by a wall if you're doing this now, or even if you're doing it at any other time, do it by a wall or somewhere if you feel slightly unbalanced that you can hold on to. So I'm going to move my right leg first. I'm going to shift my weight into my left leg, making sure I'm stable before I lift my right leg. My right foot, my right leg, and then gently place it in front of the toe of my left leg, the left foot. As if I was treading on eggshells, so it's empty at the moment, very gentle, and I'm going to shift the weight forwards into that leg. And then I'm going to lift the back foot up, and then bring that forwards to that flat. Lift the back foot up again. Put that down in front. The other one. Shifting the leg, shifting the weight forwards before I lift the back leg, so that my weight is initially in 2 feet, and then it will be in the front foot. So if the back foot, so the heel come up first. And then putting it down. Put the down, foot down flat and walking forwards. Again, just making sure that the foot is stable before I lift the back foot up. Put down very gently. Shift the weight into it. And then lift the back foot up. Forward. Bring it down, shifting the weight into it. And then bringing both feet together. So going backwards, same principle, but slightly different how you put the foot down. So you're going to, again, I'm going to start with transferring weight into my left leg, lifting my right foot up, and then putting the toe down, just by the heel, just behind the heel of the left leg, and then gently dropping the foot down. Now, depending on what your Achilles tendon and your calf muscles are like, you may not be able to get it totally flat before you transfer weight into it. Try to do so. But it'll come in time. And I'm moving very slowly, but there are times when you need to move quickly. If you're feeling slightly unbalanced, you might want to put your foot down a bit quicker, and that's fine. Just putting one foot up. Dropping it, toe, ball of the foot, and then the heel, and transferring weight into that, or you lift your front foot up. And then just keep trying to walk backwards. The slower you do it, the harder it actually is. So let's finish this evening with a little bit of a tree pose. So you can either be seated or standing, just taking your arms out in front as if you're hugging a tree, keeping your elbows nice and heavy, having the palms facing towards your chest, depending on how big your tree is, will depend on how far your arm stretches out. You don't want it stretching out too far. That'll put pressure on the shoulders. And then just resting here, just for a minute. Just letting your hands drop down. Give yourself a little bit of a shake if you want. I hope you've enjoyed this evening's session.